We're happy to have on the line this morning with us dancer and choreographer Courtney Platt, sharing her journey with multiple sclerosis and a new initiative bringing the potential power of music therapy to the MS community. Courtney, good morning. How are you doing today?
Morning. I'm great. How are you doing?
Great. So you were on So You Think You Can Dance, season 7, quite a number of years ago. Watched that show religiously a lot, enjoyed the skill of the dancers out there. You were somebody as a dancer who knew your body well. Tell me a little bit about when you started realizing it's not working right. I've got something going on here.
Sure. I was on the Say You Think, first of all, thanks for watching the show. But I was on the Say You Think You Could Dance season 7 tour, and my legs went numb from the waist down. And when I put my chin to my chest, there was this crazy electrical sensation. Later to learn, this was called vermice. There are a lot of physical, mental, and emotional symptoms of multiple sclerosis. It was shocking. But when Bristol-Myers Squibb asked me to be involved with, the MS and Harmony Initiative, I was blown away and very excited to be involved.
Well, let's talk about that. You hear music therapy for different reasons, so emotional as well. But how does it work physically as well as related to the people in the MS community?
Sure. So this is this MS and Harmony program is actually the first ever digital music therapy resource specifically made to help people with MS achieve, that mind-body connection. On msandharmony.com, you are offered interactive videos with music therapy techniques led by board-certified therapists, that can help manage, those symptoms with, dance meditation, vocal warm-ups, guided meditation. And so they really are working hard to, help people with MS manage some of their symptoms.
How are you able to manage? How have you been doing and still be able to do what you love with dance and choreography?
Oh man, I'm doing pretty well. I have a toddler at home, so that really, along with multiple sclerosis, can really get you exhausted. But I've actually been using a lot of the modules on the website, and they're really helped. And they really are designed for people with MS and their loved ones to help, center themselves. And music therapy has actually been around for many years for people living with central nervous diseases like multiple sclerosis. And so, there are things on with the modules like, it's something as simple as creating a shopping list and creating a song to help you remember that shopping list, because there's a lot of cognitive symptoms with multiple sclerosis, like memory loss or, speech problems or depression and brain fog. And a lot of these modules really help manage those symptoms.
I was not aware that there was a National Dance Day coming up, but it is coming up on September 18th. What do you do to celebrate? Tell us a little bit about, the impact that dance had on your life and it can have on others.
Sure. Dance and music has had, it's been the biggest impact on my life. And my family's like, I have a 2.5-year-old son, and he'll hear a song and he'll be like, "Mommy, the beat's going to drop." So, music and dance has been a huge part of my life and my family's life. And I was incredibly excited to partner with Bristol-Myers Squibb and the MS and Harmony Initiative. And, dance and music will forever have a place in my life.
Right. It's something that, and it brings joy, even in times where you're not sure. If your body's not working, you can still kind of get the mind going and enjoy that. If people want to find out more about the MS and Harmony, how do they go about doing that?
Sure. You can go to the MS and Harmony website, which is www.msandharmony.com, to learn more and check out interactive videos of music therapy techniques.
That's good. And, of course, people who do that, obviously they have to kind of take care of their body as well because it might not be acting the way it needs to, and dance and music and just sort of those warm-ups that go along with it can kind of go a long way to making it a little bit better for people to exist with that. Courtney, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for sharing with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. Courtney Platt joining us, dancer choreographer. She's living with MS. She was in season 7 of So You Think You Can Dance. Greg, I was a big watcher of So You Think You Can Dance. That was the That was the more competitive dance show where they had real dancers that would come on and they would, you know, their bodies would fly through the air. They would do all these different types of movements, you know, whether it's classical type of dance or whatever. And you'd be amazed at some of the things that are on there. It was kind of like the American Idol version of that.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the spinoffs on it. Did you watch? Did you see it?
I saw part of one show. How about that?
Sure, right.
I wanted to see what was going on.
Well, of course. So you think you could watch? You think you could dance? I think.
Right.
I guess you could.
A little bit. Sure.
Right.
Check it out. Yeah.
It was always fun to see because they would have these people that, you know, would do these dances and then they would, you know, keep them. There was a guy on there that was a lot like a Simon Cowell kind of a thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you got his approval, things were good. And then there was Mary. She was the former choreographer. She was a little loud, but she'd have this laugh that I can't duplicate. But if you heard it, you'd think that's a crazy laugh. Kind of more of a cackle, I think, is the best way to You're just agreeing with me.
Oh, yeah.
Stop doing that.
If you want to say cackle, it's okay with me.
All right. I'm not looking for your approval on that. How about snoogle? If I say snoogle, is that okay with you?
Tell us what time it is, too.
Well, you could do that, you know. I mean,
7:48.
Right. It's a Kudrowski Simply Delicious Bakery time.
Official time check.
Right. The bakery's closed today. They'll be back open tomorrow. They're giving their employees an extra day of rest. They're also looking for employees, so if you want to work in a bakery and roll some donuts,